anyone is doing it. I don't know how anyone who is paying attention at all to what is going on, or what we're being told, I should say what we're being told is going on, can actually see all of this and think to themselves, yep, that's legitimate, naturally occurring reality there. That's totally what's happening. I don't know how people continue to lie to themselves that hard. I mean, we stopped talking about politics on this channel pretty much back during the last election cycle in 2016.
And it just, I don't know what else to say. Like, we cannot keep getting on this bus of like, oh, well, the Republicans are going to save us from all the horrible stuff the Democrats did. Because that's what we did with Obama. Remember back in 2008 with the hope and the change? Because everyone was pissed off at George W. Bush. Now they're trying to fix his legacy with the Did You Miss Me Yet? But he sucked too. They suck. They all suck. They're all puppets and they're all bullshit. And none of them are going to do anything that they say because they don't give a crap about you, the American people. What they give a crap about is the bankers and multinational corporations they represent and are owned by. Period. That's it.
And I told everybody I was probably not going to be making these kind of videos anymore because I just couldn't do it. And there's other people that willingly jumped on a train and they said, I'm gonna get on the bus, I'm gonna pour my energy into this, and I'm gonna continue to act like this is reality for everyone. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. And I don't know how they do it, honestly. At this point in 2024, even for the people who want to believe, like the way that Fox Mulder on the X-Files, he just wants to believe in UFOs. I don't know how you're gonna do it with the level that things are at.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What could be unburdened by what had been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
And I want to be real clear here. I am not talking about the people who are heavily invested in this bullshit. The people whose bread is buttered with this bullshit. The people who couldn't call out this bullshit any sooner than they could tell on themselves and call themselves out as purveyors of and partakers in this bullshit.
What music do you like?
Oh, I like AC/DC.
I'm talking about other people. I'm talking about the average person who looks at what is going on to see these things and then think to themselves, this is actual reality.
This overpopulation shit is a meme. It's not real. You not having a kid is not going to stop Exxon from poisoning the rainforest.
I get that you're not supposed to wake sleepwalkers because it's dangerous, but come on. Because we are to the point that you have journalists in White House press conferences asking the press secretary, if the special counsel of the Department of Justice says that President Biden has significant limitations on his memory, then who is helping him to run the country?
If the special counsel says President Biden's got significant limitations on his memory, then who is helping him run the country?
The President of the United States runs the country. The Commander-in-Chief runs the country.
How can he be trusted with the nuclear codes if, I get that you're saying that nobody in the building would say that he's got an issue with his memory, but just the little part of what we get to see, he's made mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake on camera this week.
So I'm gonna be very clear here. The reality is that report, that part of the report, does not live in reality. It just doesn't.
So the special counsel is lying about the president's memory.
It was gratuitous. You heard from Ian Sams, my colleague. It is unacceptable, and it does not live in reality.
That is the level that we're at. Okay? And what Peter Ducey is talking about is a report that was sent from Special Counsel for United States Department of Justice, Robert Hur, to the Attorney General of the United States last week, titled Report on the Investigation into Unauthorized Removal, Retention, and Disclosure of Classified Documents Discovered at Locations, including the Penn Biden Center and the Delaware Private Residence of President Joseph R. Biden, Jr. This is a 388-page report So I am not going to go through almost 400 pages here, but I think I can point to a few pieces just to get the point across of what I'm trying to say. Because they're claiming this report is a hit piece, but they're not actually addressing what's literally in it. The president's memory and his memory issues are all over this report. The word memory is in this report a lot. It says right here, Mr. Biden's memory was significantly limited both during his recorded interviews with his ghostwriter for his own second memoir that he was working on in 2017 and in his interview with the Department of Justice in 2023. So his memory was impaired during interviews with his own ghostwriter that he hired to help him write his memoir in 2017. So how that's a hit piece, I'm not sure, but that's what this is talking about. And if you get way down in here, let's see, about halfway through, page 207, it starts talking about how his memory had significant limitations. His recorded conversations with his own ghostwriter in 2017 were often painfully slow, with Mr. Biden struggling to remember events and straining at times to read and relay his own notebook entries. In his interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president. He forgot on the first day of the interview when his term as vice president ended, like what year it was. And on the second day of his interview, he forgot when his term as vice president began. It says he also did not remember, even within several years, when his son, Beau, died. And there's other stuff in here, too. Like, he mistakenly remembered that he had differences of opinion with someone who actually was his ally, but he remembered it flipped and reversed. Stuff like that. But, I mean, this is someone who couldn't remember when he was vice president. He couldn't remember when his own kid passed away. That's pretty sad. That's not good for any person. And everybody knows that, but it's especially bad when it's supposed to be the president. Right here in the first couple of pages of this report, they say that they've considered that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him, by then a former president well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. So this is somebody who could not, they can't even take to trial because he would not, they would not be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he had a willful intent when he can't even remember basic facts about his own life. That is what this report says. And the people who want to get behind him, and I'm not even talking about the people whose jobs rely upon him or who are, you know, bought into that side of the political carpet. I'm talking about just the average voter. If this was the other side of the fence and they were saying this about a Republican president that you didn't want, you would be losing your mind trying to get across how dangerous it is to have someone be the president of the United States of America and commander in chief with this situation going on. It is unbelievable that this person is still president when he can't remember basic facts about his own life, let alone who's in office in certain countries or who the head of a certain country is, accidentally saying it's someone else.
During a recent campaign stop, Biden referenced a meeting he had with Mitterrand from Germany after being elected. One small problem, actually a couple small problems. Mitterrand was the French president, and he died in 1996.
Or being in the middle of a press conference and can't even remember what he was saying and just goes into silence for long periods of time, or starts talking and it's just a bunch of jumbled words together that doesn't even form a coherent sentence.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why he's talking.
But we're supposed to believe that not only is this man the president of the United States, but also he's going to be possibly president for another 4 years. That's insane. That's ridiculous. You wouldn't hire a person to be an actor and play the president in a television show or a film. with this kind of issue, because that person would not be able to remember their lines as an actor pretending to be the president. But we're supposed to believe that this person is not only currently running everything, but also possibly for another 4 years is good. We're supposed to believe that we live in a reality where you have modern day mainstream media reporters asking if people who can't even remember basic facts about their own life have access to the nuclear codes.
How can he be trusted with the nuclear codes?
I mean, are we really supposed to believe that this is what is going on?
A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows that 86% of Americans think Biden is too old to serve another term. That is a higher percentage than what we found in a previous poll in September. So clearly polling shows this is a persistent issue. What is the White House strategy to try and change that perception?
So look, we're going to continue to lead on leadership.
I mean, look, we're to the point now that things have gotten so blatantly, obviously theatrical that you have Jon Stewart coming back this year to narrate election year 2024.
Tonight we're debuting our election coverage, Indecision 2024, American Democracy. See, it's a homophone. How about Indecision 2024, electile dysfunction.
That's the level that we're at. This is why I don't talk about these things anymore. I don't know how anyone can believe that this is natural, legitimate reality. I don't. The Easter Bunny is more plausible as the basis of a belief system than the obvious political theater that we are told is running this country.
Why don't you let me fix you some of this Numo cocoa drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua, no artificial sweeteners.
All of these ridiculous puppets that they keep parading around in front of us in this bread and circuses. Because I'm not going to waste my time, and you shouldn't waste yours either. The system is not just flawed or kind of corrupt. The system is broken. It's broken. I couldn't keep sinking my energy into it and trying to sink my audience's energy into it. And that's all they want. That's all they really want. They want you to pick a side and then just keep cheering with your pom-poms for it. And really buying in, just buy in, just keep buying in. And there are a lot of people who they do that and trust that they're smart enough to know better too. But they also, I guess, are smart enough to decide where they want their paycheck to come from. And I guess for us, we just didn't feel like trading our self-respect and values for such a joke of a bad stage play. That's why the press secretary makes bank. That's why all these people on MSNBC and CNN and Fox News make bank, because they sit in front of a camera every day and they pretend they are this dumb, this blind, this ignorant, this unwilling to see reality and call it for what it is. And that's why they are paid so well.
He is not just my boss, but, you know, he's also a mentor to me.
And I want to be clear here. This is a hypothetical of how he thinks Biden would defend himself as trial.
Is that the press conference the president should have had?
And yet a person goes out and gives their opinion with adjectives and adverbs about what they think.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
And that's why channels like ours are censored and shut out of the algorithm and put off in the no-no closet in the fringe. Because we don't. Because we won't sit here and pretend with everyone else. So anyways, if you're one of the people who writes in and says, at least it makes me feel better, I'm not alone, you're not alone. And it is really weird to sit on this side and watch it all go down. I'll say that. It's really, really strange because, you know, there used to be a sophistication to it back when I really first started paying attention, even then. And especially if you go back and study the history of this country, going back to before it was founded, and even back through the 20th century, watching a lot of the archive footage, I've been through that footage for years now. There used to be a sophistication to everything, a style, a pizzazz, a finesse. We peaked at some point. This is way past that. We're so far past the peak.
We are here today at this prestigious
insert location
to talk with people. Okay. people in uniform, people in suits, people in t-shirts, people in dresses, and all of these people are here today together, okay? Because we want to be unburdened by the things that have burdened us.
What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been? I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
I think that's why people in this country idealize the 50s so hard, even though there was a lot of problems with the 50s. The 50s was a really messed up time. The Cold War was a messed up time. Extremely messed up. The things that were going on were extremely corrupt, but there was still a finesse to things that we don't have now. We simply don't.
And as I look around, I see the sun is shining, and I see that there are trees over there, and there is ground beneath us, and I have hands, and they are clapping, and I am laughing. Thank you. Thank you.
You know?
People still trusted the government, too, by the way. Even in the 70s, when all that stuff was coming out, and it wasn't just MKUltra, the unethical mind control experimentation that we talked about in The Minds of Men. It wasn't just COINTELPRO with the FBI. It wasn't just NSA surveillance.
Women who got together to talk about their problems. Now, how the Bureau got this information is not entirely clear, but it's apparently by informants. So we have informants running all over the country, checking up about what housewives are talking about.
Of American citizens unconstitutionally. People still trusted the government, though. We're now to the point where trust in the government is at the lowest it's been since the Pew Research Center began polling it in all of these decades. It's at like 15%. But people still want to pretend like this is reality. Look, this is a man who a week ago stood up at a podium and told an entire crowd with no hint of irony whatsoever that right after he was elected president, he had a conversation with a man who's been dead since 1996.
Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And it was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, said, you know, what? Why? How long are you back for?
So either the president believes himself to be a spirit medium who talks to dead people.
I see dead people.
Or there's something freaking wrong with his memory, okay? It's pretty simple. And the more that the media tries to pretend like that's not the case, the more it just makes us all feel like we're in an episode of Twilight Zone or Black Mirror or an unholy union of both. And either way, it's absolutely like 1984 when the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. Anyways, if we weren't living in a manufactured reality, there is no way this person would still be president. Okay? I mean, even during Wilson's presidency, after he had his stroke, his wife took on the duties of president for over a year. And they didn't tell anybody that was going on at the time. So they're parading this guy out. They're letting him do these press conferences where he can't even finish a coherent sentence. What do you think is really going on there? Because it's not Joe Biden, president running the country.
They're all bullshit. Sorry, that's just the way it is. And anyone who tells you different is a liar.
I guess at the end of it all, I believe in a lot of the founding principles that this country was founded on. And I feel like those things are a candle flickering in the vast darkness of space. And if that candle gets blown out, I think humanity's in deep trouble. I think we already are anyway, but that to me is what I find important about this. Because before that, it was so tyrannical. That, to me, is what's important about America. or are the principles. And I'm going to be here fighting for those things until the end, till the very last moment, because that's how important those things are. I love you guys. I can't with this, okay? I can't. And I don't know how anyone else can.